We're in Mishnah Berurah, Siman Bet. Last time we clarified the different ways in which a person should get dressed in general in the morning at any point in life. We talked about the fact that there is a general baseline level of tzniut that a person should keep. We talked about Rav Moshe's kulas that are primarily based on the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph, that a person should always keep covered anything which is societally accepted to keep covered in the confines of one's home, amongst one's close friends and family. If one wants to change anything that doesn't fall into that category, one should do so either under the covers or, according to Rav Moshe, as a kula in the bathroom. That was in terms of getting up in the morning and changing. Moving forward in terms of other halachot of getting dressed, let's backtrack. I know we did Gimel last time, but we'll just cover a few more details within Gimel. Siman Bet Seif Gimel. Yidakdik b'chaluko lilavsho kidarko shelo yafo chapnimi lachut. A person should be careful, should be particular about the, sorry, it's show, Siman Bet, Seif Gimel. No, show where it is. You got it? Good? Okay. Yidakdik b'chaluko lilavsho kidarko. A person should be particular about his or her clothing to put it on properly. Shelo yafo chapnimi lachutz. As so as not to basically wear your clothing inside out. The Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Gimel says, Afal pi shutachat kol hamalbushim, meaning it doesn't matter whether it's your shirt, whether it's your undergarment, it's your undershirt, whatever it is, all of one's clothing should be put on right side in, not inside out, right? They should be put on properly. Tov. The Mishnah Berurah then in Seif Katan Dalid in the middle says, after the period, after the Tzadi Aleph in the middle and then the period, says, Tov she yasim shnei tzidei al-mabush. That was what I was looking for. Where do you go? Ifu. It says not to put on two malbushim at the same time. Oh, it was at the end of Bet. The end of Sif Katan Bet. V'chein yizayir milobo shnei malbushim yachad pa'am echad ki kasheh l'shechecha, that a person shouldn't put on two pieces of clothing at the same time. In terms of the inside out, he says not to put on anything inside out. And then in Sif Katan Gimel, he says, one should try to make sure to put on the right side first and then the left side. So if you're putting on a shirt, you put your right arm first, then the left arm. We're always trying to be mechabit the right. We'll talk about that with shoes momentarily. After that, it says in the last line of Sif Katan Dalid, in terms of just a general hashkafa of how a person should dress when they're picking their clothing, v'lo yilbash lo malbush sarim shakol mistaklim bahem v'lo malbush aniyim shehu mivazeh et livushav el begadim beinonim na'im, that a person, just when they get dressed in the morning, should think, like, what am I doing when I'm wearing clothing? The idea is that I should be covering myself. The idea is not to wear incredibly ostentatious clothing in order to make a statement, nor to say, okay, I don't want to look ostentatious, I want to look like I'm poor and I don't have any money. The idea is not to draw attention to oneself by wearing clothing that's also dirty, disgusting, ripped on the other side, but rather a person. What?
Extremes, you know.
Yeah. Extremes. Nice, simple, regular clothing. The goal is not to stand out with what you're wearing. What were you saying?
Can you wear like an Armani suit? Like, the guys are like a millionaire.
Ulay Shabbat. Maybe Lekavod Shabbos, Lekavod Yontif.
But if they're philanthropists, he has to do it for work.
If the workplace that he's in, everybody wears Armani suits, then he's not standing out. If he's not wearing an Armani suit, he's basically a nani. I'm saying it depends on what the circumstances. The idea is that you don't want to stand out. Whatever the norm is and where you are, you don't want to dress higher or lower than that. The idea is not to draw attention to oneself. The idea is to cover oneself, to have kavod, but not to try to stand out to other people. So, Siman, Seif Dalad. In all min al yamin tchila velo yikshirenu ve'achar kach in all shel smol v'yikshirenu v'yachazor v'yikshor shel yamin. What turned out after a lot of investigation to be the very complicated way one puts on one's shoes. This is the classic way. This is the way in the Mishnah in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the simple way. We'll start with that first, which is that putting on one's shoes, one should first put on one's right shoe, then put on and not tie it, then put on one's left shoe, then tie the left shoe, and then tie the right shoe. The idea is, same thing like we were talking about in terms of how you put on your clothing, we generally try to be mechabed, to give honor to the right. The Torah often gives honor to the right. According to our deeper sources, the right is always indicative of chesed. The left is always indicative of gvura or din. We always want to try to put forth or extend chesed before we extend judgment or deen, so we always try to be mechabed the right. So you put your right arm in first. We'll talk about afterwards also in the Mishnah Berura. He says also when you wash yourself in the shower, one should wash one's right side before one's left side. One should put on one's right shoe before one's left shoe. Put on one's right side of the shirt before one's left side of the shirt. That's always the idea, yeah.
Does it matter if you're left ear already?
We're going to do pshat first. Things get very complicated very fast. So much so that Rosh Shlomo Zalman, so to speak, basically throws his hands up in the air and says, do whatever you want. so to speak. But the idea is to be mechabed the right. So, same thing with the shoes. You put on the right shoe first, and then the left shoe. However, what's the idea of tying? The idea of tying is binding. So that's why with tefillin, for example, we bind the left arm. Because you want to bind the gvura, you want to tie it up. It's the same idea if you follow the hashkafa through. So since the Torah, at least on a pshat level, shows that it wants to tie or bind the left first, as is embodied by tefillin, so similarly with our shoes, we're mechabed the right first by putting the right shoe on first, then we put on the left shoe, but we bind the left shoe first, and then we bind the right shoe. That's where the order comes from. Right shoe, left shoe, then tie left, then tie right. Do we understand the basic pshat, or the baseline of what one should do before we get into all kinds of permutations? Yeah. Do you have a question? No? Okay. What the...
Why is binding not even more on the left side?
Because we want to restrict judgment, extend and open up chesed and restrict judgment.
Okay.
Or, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it in a more simple, I mean, he brings both, but in a more simple way, if the Torah says to mechabit the right, and the Torah says to bind your left, so we mechabit the right and we bind the left. Al-Piyashkafa, that's clearly what it's linking into. Clearly what it's linking into. Okay, now, just for another simple case, the Rama clarifies, Uva min alim shelanu she'ein lahem kshira yin ol shel yamin tchila. That let's say you're wearing loafers or flats. I learned that word just for you. Let's say you're wearing loafers or flats, right? So then what do? The answer is, if there's no tying involved, so just ignore the halachas of tying. You put on the right first, then you put on the left. When you're taking off your shoes, it also follows the opposite order. You untie the right, and then untie the left, and then remove the left, and then remove the right. Same thing removing if you're removing loafers or flats. You just remove the left first, then you remove the right. Everybody good up until now?
Moving is left.
You do the opposite order to remove, because you want to leave the left bound as long as possible and leave the right shoe on as long as possible, because that gives kavod to the right and keeps the left bound. Okay? What do you do if you're a lefty? Here we go. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berura, Sif Katan Vav. The end of the line, one line down, is V'itar Yad, which means a lefty. It's five lines up from the bottom. Last two words of the line is V'itar Yad. Says the Mishnah Berura, V'itar Yad, a lefty, Sheminiach Tfilin B'yamin Shakol Adam, who puts his tefillin on the right side. A lefty wraps the tefillin on the right side. Yakdim Yamin L'kshira. So he should also tie the right side first. So for a righty, according to the Mishnah Berura, and the Shari Tshuva explains it as follows, that for a lefty should put on the right shoe, to be mechabed the right, then tie the right shoe, to also be mechabed the right, because he's a lefty, then put on the left shoe, and then tie the left shoe. That's how the Shari Tshuva explains the Mishnah Berura. That's what a lefty should do. Put on the right shoe, and tie the left shoe, then put on the left shoe, and tie the left shoe. And again, always do the opposite order when removing. Rav Shlomo Zalman says a lefty can do whatever he or she wants, because there's like 1,800 different opinions about how to do it. If you do it that way, do we follow the basic Ashkafav, still right first for kavod and left first for binding, even though the tefillin goes on? Is it by the tefillin? Is it by the hashkafa? There's different opinions all over the place. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you're a lefty, do whatever you want. Now, do whatever you want, I assume, means you still have to put the right shoe on first, because nobody argues about putting the right shoe on first. What you do after that, whether you do right shoe, right tie, left shoe, left tie, or right shoe, left tie, right tie, those are the two permutations that a lefty can choose from. Very interestingly, Rav Shlomo Zalman does paskin that for women, since women are not shayach to tefillin, women should follow the halachas of a lefty. He says that women should put on their right shoe first, and then tie their right shoe, and then put on their left shoe, and then tie their left shoe. He says that all women should do that. In Halichos Bas Yisrael, he's got an obscenely long footnote trying to untangle what happens for a woman. I would say whatever you do is also fine. But Rav Shlomo Zalman does paskin explicitly. In the same one where he says a lefty can do whatever they want, he paskins explicitly that a woman should put on her right and tie her right, and then put on her left and tie her left. But as long as you do one of the two, you're good. Okay? Are we all settled on the shoe issue?
Just keep it tied and slip your shoe.
Say again?
Just keep it tied and slip your
shoe. Yeah, if it's a loafer, if they're tied, whatever they are, if flat, yeah, then you're totally in good standing. Just put on the right first, then the left. Good. Also, just to point out, Rav Neventzel mentions, which makes sense in the context of everything that we've said, that additionally one should put on one's right sock before one's left sock. Same thing, always do the right first. Yes?
Does Rav Shlomo Zalman... For lefties, does he say also for? Does it not matter which arm you put in first, or which leg you put in first with pants?
For a lefty?
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and double check. The halacha is about shoes, so I don't. I have to look at the footnote there.
Thank you. You're the best.
Okay. What's the actual time my watch is not correct? 2 more minutes. Okay. Beseder. Anything else in terms of clothing? No. Seder, the Mishnah Berurah also points out that it's such a strong halacha in Seif Katan Zayin, Yamin Tchila. He says, Vagamin is the main lo shall small, Yamtina Chiyavenu Leimin. Meaning, if you're looking around and you're searching under your bed and you find your left shoe first and you can't find your right shoe, you should wait till you find the right one and still put on the right one first. Like, it's something which one should really be makbid to do. And same thing if you keep going on in that Mishnah Berurah we mentioned before, Geshu Rochet Vasach, whether if a person is washing themselves or anointing themselves, Yamin Tchila, also the right side should be first, Vimsach Kol Gufo, if a person is anointing or I would say also washing one's entire body, Rosh Tchila, you start with the Rosh, which is the head of the Guf, it's the king of the body, and then head, right, left is the way that one should anoint or one should wash.
Even when you're washing your hands?
Rav Shlomo Zalman actually, I think it's Rav Shlomo Zalman, I have to double check if it's Rav Shlomo Zalman, actually says that when you're talking about washing your hands like together in the sink, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking when you're actually washing your body, you're doing right side before the left side. Good. We'll stop there, and then on Thursday we'll wrap up this siman with posture and kippah, and why on earth do women not wear kippahs if it's because of Kvod Shemayim.